Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV, and you can subscribe to Press This on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, we're going to be talking about advanced custom PSD to WordPress conversions. And joining us in that conversation, I'd like to welcome to Press This, Gautam Khurana.
Hey, David.
Good. Did I say your last name right, Gautam?
Yes, exactly. That's absolutely perfect.
Khurana. Just like, yeah.
Just like Batman, Gotham City.
Yeah, Gautam. That one was easy. I wanted to say Corona, but it's Khurana.
It is Khurana. Yeah.
Nice. Well, thank you for joining us here. For those who don't know, Gautam, he is with a company called Seahawk Media. One of the things they do is specialize in converting custom designs to WordPress. So in this episode, we're going to be talking to Gautam about his team's process for converting PSDs to WordPress, as well as things like the technology they use, how WordPress kind of plays a unique role in that, and really this notion of scaling your innovation or their innovation, design innovation in the projects that they build. So to kick us off, Gautam, I was wondering, what is your WordPress origin story? What was the first time you started working with or creating with WordPress?
Very good question. So about 11 and a half years ago, I started an online jewelry business with my mom and dad. And it still exists. We have a network of several websites online. And what we wanted to do was we basically wanted to find the cheapest and the best way to run our e-commerce stores. And I played around with Shopify, OpenCart, CS Cart, Volusion, and a lot of other technologies I can't even remember. And then, I stumbled upon WordPress. At that time, WordPress was not as popular as, it is now and growing by the minute. But then I was hooked. I realized that, listen, I need to do this. And about 4.5 years ago, several years after my online jewelry businesses, I founded my own web agency. And since then, I've been using WordPress and only WordPress.
When did you start the jewelry businesses that you eventually built the websites around? Like how far back are we talking?
That's like 2008, roughly.
Okay, gotcha. So that would have been just 5 years after WordPress started and then kind of going through that process of trying different platforms, kind of eventually landing on WordPress. I also think it's interesting, this part of your origin story, where you're using WordPress as a tool to serve your business, but along the way, you kind of enjoy building the websites, and you're like, well, maybe that should be my business. I know a lot of people...
That's exactly how it happened. That's actually exactly how it happened,
What was that moment like for you? How did you decide that this was the thing you wanted to do instead of the jewelry thing?
I'll tell you what exactly happened because of my online jewelry businesses. There were a lot of friends and family members and they used to say, hey, can you help me with the site? Hey, can you help me? Can you guide me? And I said, listen, I've been guiding these people and, I was only working out of India and I only had customers in India. And then something led to something. I started acquiring customers, not only in India, but other parts of APAC, Singapore, US and a lot of other countries. And, that's how, it happened, And very soon, I had my own team,
So now you have Seahawk Media. So could you briefly tell me about Seahawk Media?
Okay, now this is a very interesting story. Okay, so in early 2019, GoDaddy, they posted a picture of me on Instagram. at that time, my company was called Sitecook, you know. And after the why GoDaddy posted my picture is because they gave me an award, the first ever Business Bhai Award. And what happened was, once my picture was posted, I remember it was actually, I actually remember the date. It was Jan 27th, 2019. And Ryan, who's my co-founder now, he found me because of that picture. Ryan is the one who was based out of Boston, who actually coined the name Seahawk and started his company from his college dorm room. And long story short, without even meeting each other, we married our company in within 60 days of meeting each other, without even meeting each other, you know? And now we are legally established with over 85 employees all over the US, Poland and India. And I'll explain to you more about that as well.
Wow, 2019, that's some pretty fast growth rate to get up to 85 employees that quickly. Very impressive. It's also interesting to hear about this kind of moment of connection with you being featured, you know, in the GoDaddy Award and then connecting with this other gentleman, Ryan, there in Boston, and thinking about like connecting, starting a company, doing a lot of things maybe before you've even met, which I think we see that story play out, of course, a lot in WordPress. Now, of course, we're talking about, you know, today really converting custom designs via something like a PSD to a WordPress website, and not be super familiar for a lot of people. So from the high level, could you help folks understand kind of what's involved there? What does that look like?
Absolutely. So imagine a blank canvas and imagine a paintbrush and watercolors next to it. And imagine that there's somebody, whether it's a home baker or somebody who has this new idea of an online e-commerce store selling jewelry or t-shirts or shoes. And they have this vision and they want to bring that vision to life, especially after the post in this COVID world. We are living in weird times and people want to get their businesses online as quickly as possible, especially the ones who have never sold online or those who have only sold on eBay or Amazon, et cetera. They want to enhance their presence. So what we do is typically send people a questionnaire, a set of 15 questions, whether it's a home baker or any other, you know, visionary. And based on those 15 questions, we present to them a mock-up. Imagine a blank canvas to a WordPress site by one single mock-up, which is usually done on PSD or XD in our company. But we do use Zeppelin and a couple of other tools as well.
So you're creating the design from scratch is the gist. And so when you're creating the design, and of course, a lot of designers do this in in-house teams and in agencies, but they're creating it in software. Photoshop is common. You mentioned XD. We use that actually quite a bit at WP Engine as well. You're fundamentally creating a design from scratch versus, say, using a theme that you might buy.
Always, David.
We are always doing that.
Yes.
Well, we get a lot of requests. Prefer that method.
Oh, so I'll tell you what. The reason is that we believe, this is how we vision it, that you know, a site should be a representation of yourself, and we should not, and ideally, if you have the option of not going the theme forest way or some other template gallery, etc., you know, at a very fair price, then why not? You know, you envision something, you're dreaming of something, you know, you want it to be a successful million or a multi-million dollar business in the next few years. Everybody starts an online business because, or a blog or an ebook business, because obviously they want to be successful at it, you know? And I think every person's website should be a representation of themselves, the colors, the typography. And at the end of the day, you know, when you are making websites from scratch, you know, essentially PSD to Bootstrap to WordPress, they're faster, they're better, they don't come with preset plugins. You're free to use any plugins which you like versus theme forest teams. You know, I'm not against theme forest. Initially, like 4 years ago, I played around with them, but eventually we realized, you know, like this is the best way. And it's a very scalable way in our company because we use Monday for project management. We use Typeform for onboarding. And we've got the processes pretty much set, you know.
So it sounds like, if I could summarize your point of view there, it sounded like there were kind of two main parts. There was the unique voice side. So I wanted a design that's specific to me. And then there was the dependencies and the efficiency side of the themes you end up creating to support that vision. I think about this a little bit from the custom design side. And one of my favorite sayings people will say about WordPress is, that looks like a WordPress site. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I could show you 20 things that would not look like you thought it was ever built in WordPress. But I think that's one of the perceptions I think people sometimes have, is that I have to make this compromise on my visual voice. And it sounds like Seahawk, and you in particular, have kind of really wrapped your head around, or wrapped your practice around this. I have some other questions in this vein, though, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I'm interviewing Gautam of Seahawk Media around his process for converting custom designs into WordPress sites. Gautam, right before the break, you mentioned that you favor creating a custom design from scratch with the clients that you work with. Do you reuse any of your design elements? I mean, obviously, some of the reasons people will choose themes isn't because of the exact design of the theme, but rather because layouts and certain elements are kind of done for them already. I mean, do you literally start from scratch on every project, or are you reusing like layouts of forms and other elements? Help me understand that part.
Okay, so every single project is customized, okay? I should tell you, there's another backstory to this. About 1.5 years ago, we started recruiting designers on Dribbble, the world's largest design community. There are like thousands and tens of thousands of designers over there, but we handpicked them. We trained them. We mentored them in some cases, you know? And we choose the best designers. We have a lot of them on our permanent payroll, and we have some contractors, and depending on the questionnaire, the project, the type of the project, we assign the relevant designer, and we turn around a mock-up maybe like within like 3 to 5 business days at the most. There are two benefits to this. Number one, you know, the client can envision their site, obviously, just like a theme forest template or any other template, you know, in front of their eyes. And if they want iterations and revisions, you know, they want to see a different color, or maybe they want to see their logo a little differently, or maybe they want to see their own picture on the About Us section, or maybe they want to see an Instagram feed, we can show it to them very quickly because they're all done on PSD, XD, Zeppelin, etc., like I mentioned earlier. You know, so that's, you know, benefit number one. And the other benefit for this is that, you know, it saves a lot of time when it comes to back and forth when you're actually creating the website. See, if you're using a theme, you know what happens is you're working on a live WordPress environment, and there could be a, like, people say, hey, I don't like this section. Can you remove this section, or can you add this section on the homepage? it's a lot of back and forth. But once the homepage mockup is approved, in our case, it actually saves our company a lot of time because the homepage is set and then the subpages are picked up from the homepage, the same colors, the fonts, the typography. And for subpages, we use Elementor. I'll come to that a little later and I'll explain about that as well.
So it sounds like as you create the designs, you feel that by providing a completely unique design, they can tell their visual story. You can work with them on that visual story. And because you're not starting from a place that's relying on, you know, the code of an existing theme, you're not having to undo code in order to deliver on a visual voice. You're kind of starting with it straight from the design and then creating the code around the design essentially for the theme and the content that yes. matches what the designer came up with. Now, earlier yes. you talked a little bit about this notion of dependencies that themes can sometimes come with. And those dependencies are used to generally power a different, you know, experience on the site, whether it be e-commerce or membership or whatever the thing is. And the theme provides styles to those, you know, views, if you will, within the website that's maybe provided by a third-party plugin like WooCommerce or something else. Do you feel that's also restrictive through the notion of like having to kind of unwind those styles because they want their product pages to look a certain way or their checkout process to look a certain way? Is that also how you think about this plugin dependencies, or are you like a build from scratch plugin person and you do that as well?
No. I think we all the good plugins, obviously with plugins, you need to be careful because, you know, if you use the wrong plugin, your website can get hacked and, you know, you can face problems when updating the WordPress versions and a lot of other things. So I believe that using plugins is absolutely fine as long as, you know, and we use plugins all the time for payment gateways like PayPal, Stripe, Square. We do a lot of API integrations, which are not dependent on plugins, but still, you know, it's less messier, let me say like that, when, you know, when we are using this process. In fact, we have proven our processes over and over again. And right now we are launching on an average 4 websites every single week. You know, we have made this a very scalable process. And in fact, one of our large hosting providers are believing in us, and they have actually signed up a contract for a white label services. And we are setting up professional services for this hosting company. I can't name them because we are under the NDA.
Even with design aspect, meaning you're not using kind of a stable of starter themes or something, but you're able through your processes to achieve that custom design in a PSD or XD or whatever it is, and then turn that into a WordPress site. It sounds like you're okay with plugins, but when it comes to styling what the plugins are doing, you're starting with the raw design and then coding that into the theme or the content stuff that's going to render that. So help me understand, like, how then are you doing that? Like, how are you approaching these projects that you think is maybe different than the way other people approach it? And then why is that method helpful in, you know, being able to deliver at the pace that you're able to achieve?
Very good question. So initially we struggled with this a lot when we were scaling up. So what we did was at our company, we call our teams Nest because we are CHAS. So we have teams like, we call our teams Nests, you know, like a web Nest 1, web Nest 2, web Nest 3. So every Nest comprises of 4 to 5 people, a project manager, 2 developers, you know, and a graphic designer. You know, why we use 2 developers in one Nest is because one developer has a skill for being a pro. And what they do is they will customize the plugins. They can take care of any API integrations, some payment gateway related integrations, and a lot of other things. And the other developer, that person is a UI developer. So that person can do the styling, the CSS issues, making sure that the website is responsive for iPads, iPhones, any other devices, you know?
You find that one UI developer for one designer is too low a ratio. In my experience in the past, I have like at least 2 UI developers for every designer I have because the development process is slower. How do you think of that?
So in our case, every Nest is able to manage about 15 websites, but it depends upon the kind of website. Sometimes it's just brand websites and like 3 to 6 pages. And sometimes they're more complex, going up to even like hundreds of pages. So whenever there are more complex websites, we bring in additional developers into our Nest. So like a buddy developer, you are right, David, in saying that we need to bring in other developers also. But typically, almost like 70% of our projects are managed between these two categories of developers, if I may say.
You've got the Nest, you've got the project manager, the developer, UI developer, the designer, and then more of a back-end developer.
Okay, yes.
So what's the next phase? How are you pulling this off? I got to learn.
So we use monday.com for project management. Are you familiar with Monday, David?
I've seen their ads, but that's probably the one project management system I've never used.
Oh, man, that's absolutely phenomenal. By the way, for Monday, we are also their channel partners in India as well as the US. So I'm not going to sell you on Monday, but I'm just going to say that it's truly one of the best project management tool. And this is coming from somebody who has used Asana, Basecamp, Trello, Jira, name it. You know, it's just so easy to deploy. And see, you know what?
Monday really to manage your workflows, if you will, with these Nests?
Yes, we are. Almost 400 plus customers over the last 16 months, 17 months, roughly, have been on Monday. We invite them as guests on our shared Monday boards. Whenever, let's say you sign up for a website, next step is a project manager will reach out to you with a questionnaire on Typeform. By the way, we are also channel partners with Typeform, okay? Honestly.
Right.
And and that's why
it's close, right?
Yeah. In fact, I was actually pretty lucky. You know, I actually met the CEO of Typeform in Barcelona last year in November. That's a separate story, though. It was pretty cool, you know. At that time, they were just starting out the channel partnership. And I guess I believed in them and they believed in us, you know. Same way for Monday, you know. And what we have done is that for Monday, when it comes to Monday, you know, we will invite you to a project management tool if you are the customer. It's just one single board and you have this beautiful app, you know, and in real time, you can see, hey, this is my launch date. This is when I'm expecting the mockup. This is the information that my Seahawk Nest is seeking from me. Everything at the click of a button.
It sounds like what you're doing, if I could just interject real quickly here, is it sounds like you're giving them visibility into the project management process, which I'm guessing helps aid feedback and move faster. But you're also sharing things like your target delivery date and other things where they can kind of self-serve versus, I'm guessing, interrupt your team with a bunch of questions all the time. And that sounds really smart. I know in my agency days, I didn't always give that level of detail. It probably hurt me. But I actually want to dig into a little bit about the methods of converting, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. topseos.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're talking to Gautam about converting PSDs to WordPress. Gautam, right before the break, you were talking a little bit about your method, your system of nesting developers, designers, program project managers, as well as kind of involving the customer in the project management process through Monday. But help me understand on the technology side, like, what are you using specifically to assist your development teams in converting these PSDs, getting the designs created, and doing that in an efficient way where they can manage 15 websites at a time?
Okay, in all honesty, David, believe it or not, initially to train the developers, coach them, to get them up to our standards was a really difficult task. But what we have done is we have created very powerful trainings on Monday. Okay, so whenever somebody joins our company, the reason we have been able to scale up from 15 people last year to almost, you know, 80 plus people now is because, you know, we have very powerful trainings and we get them up to speed at Seahawk standards. And we try to be as pixel perfect as possible, irrespective of the order value. Whether the order value is $1,500, $3,000, $5,000, it doesn't matter, you know. So when it comes to technology, you know, see, the designers, the UI designers, in our case, who are mostly based out of Europe in Poland or Ukraine, whom we have hand selected, these designers, they give the files in Zeppelin, PSD, you know, XD.
You're not dictating what they use. You're giving them the freedom to choose.
Yes, yes. And our UI developers are in our nest. They're well trained to just convert them to a home, to convert the website to like get the homepage ready within 3 days at the most.
And are you as open with the UI developers on the technology and methods they use as you are with your designers?
Yes, we are. We are actually exploring more and more options. We also thought of using a software and only using XD to WordPress initially. But then we realized, you know, we are then restricting the design talent because there's a lot of design talent whom we handpick from Dribbble who are comfortable using their own platforms. So we don't restrict them in any way.
Trying to like sit down and say, look, I've got this PSD to WordPress business. I want to make it faster. I want to make it more efficient when we do our work. I feel like you would do the exact opposite. You would settle on exactly the method, exactly the tools, and exactly the how. But it sounds like you're kind of giving more freedom, yet still achieving this efficiency. How do you think about the instinct of standardizing to go fast versus your approach?
Okay, so when it comes to standardization, I should tell you that we have very strong SOPs, very, very strong. I can proudly say, and I will give a lot of credit to my co-founder, Ryan, when he was traveling to India sometime last year, and he did it over here with me. Like we spent hours and hours doing that. And I can proudly say that our SOPs are as strong as probably a McDonald's or a Starbucks or
any standard operating procedures. Yep, yep.
Yes, absolutely. See, at the end of the day, Starbucks is all over the world and they are basically doing it at scale and they're successful at it. Somebody has got to be the world's largest when it comes to doing websites at scale. And that's what our vision is. You know, call me crazy, but we want to be the world's largest when it comes to doing WordPress websites and that too, PSD to WordPress at scale. That's our vision.
So you're giving the creators some flexibility, but really it sounds like at the end of the day, you actually are providing them kind of tracks, if you will, to follow to help realize these efficiencies. So they can choose the paintbrush, but they're painting with brushes and not with, I don't know what else you would paint with, sponges or something like that. Yeah, I gotcha. I understand. Okay.
Yeah. Are UI developers, they use all Adobe Suite. You know, that's the standard suite which they use. But we've got our SOP standard operating processes pretty well laid down. I can say that.
So, you know, again, that other aspect of improving efficiency, the first thing people will go to is, you know, we need a system. We need to reuse things in the design system or design universe. We'll call these design systems. The atomic design system is a really, you know, interesting example of this, but it's the reuse of elements, but customizing them for this specific use case. And when I asked you about this a little earlier, you kind of talked about how you'll, you know, customize for every customer, but I think it's really interesting, this notion of, you know, starting with that blank slate and really helping the customer create a vision that you bring to life in their WordPress site. And to be able to do that this quickly is actually very impressive. Gautam, I would love to talk to you about this all day, but we're kind of running short on time. I just wanted to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, David. It was great talking to you today.
Yeah, you as well. I hope we get the chance to meet in person one day when all the lockdowns stop.
Oh, yes. Can't wait to get back to Boston and New York.
Awesome. To learn more about what Gautam is up to, visit seahawkmedia.com. Again, this is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.